Harry Kenny, congratulations. That's another important 3 points.
Yeah, delighted with the 3 points. As I said to the lads before the match, don't want to go and beat Sligo and then come up to Finn Harps and drop points. We just need to get a bit of consistency going in our play, and I feel as if we're getting there. Like, prior to tonight's game, we beat Dundalk, we drew a Cork down there, which was a really good result, and then we go and lose at home to Derry. So that's the sort of inconsistency I'm talking about. So I was saying that after beating Sligo and beating them well the other day, and then we need to come up here and follow that up with a good performance and results, which we've done. So I'm delighted about that.
Yeah, and you started well. You took that good performance against Sligo onto tonight's game.
Yeah, we started really well and created a good few chances. I thought we should have nearly been out of sight for half time. But when you only have the one goal scored, you're always in a, you know, sticky wicket. So I was just pleased to get through the game. It was a very, very scrappy game with not a whole pile of football played. And we knew Finn Harps would put a few balls into our box and be challenging and jumping and headers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But we dealt with it quite well.
Yeah, your central defensive pairing are pretty good in there. And you were missing the man tonight too because he was suspended. But Toner came in and did pretty comfortably.
Toner was great there, yeah. And we've a young lad coming through from the 19s, Kieran Kelly. He was withdrawn actually last year, but he came up through Pat's underage setup, and he's been in the team the last couple of days, and he's done really well. So delighted with him.
Yeah. The opening goal, what a strike from Clifford.
Great strike. It's something we do in training, like from corner kick straight out to him, a good touch and a brilliant strike. Yeah.
Harps weren't too impressed with the decision to give you the penalty, and that was a key moment in the game because up until then Harps were pressing a wee bit for an equaliser.
Yeah, they started the second half very well. We sort of knew they would throw a lot of stuff into our box, and we'd have to be dealing with that, and they were on top for that little spell. But it was a good bit away from where we were in the dugout. But I always think a sign for a definite penalty is when the opposition players don't sort of have a go at the referee and have a right moan. And I don't think there was a whole pile of that there tonight. So look to me, from that reaction from the Finn Harps lad, that it was a penalty.
So that result, coupled with Derry's draw on Waterford, I think you closed the gap slightly on Derry just above you.
Yeah, I think we're 3 points now behind them. So it's been a good weekend for us. We've caught up a little bit on the top four ahead of us, so let's just hope that continues Friday.
Yeah, and the ambition then going forward, Harry, I mean, is it one game at a time?
It is one game at a time. It's a slow start in the season from our point of view. The expectations for ourselves that we put on ourselves will be to trying to get into Europe, and we need to start to jump into them top three positions.
Yeah, and finally on Harps, I mean, they're still without a win, and the suggestion would be that they're not too far away from it because their performances at home have been pretty good this season. How do you see it?
Absolutely, that was part of my team talk. Like, they drew at Dundalk and by all means could have won the game. They had a couple of chances. Cork only just about beat them here. The teams are only just about getting a little bit of luck against them up there. They're very, very good at home and very dangerous team at home. So for us to come up here and win 2-0, I was thrilled with.